Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
The bracket battle has officially begun! K92 Morning Thang. Monica Brooks, Zach Jackson, and the newly anointed Antoine Terrell of the K92 Morning Thang.
Still clap. I'll take a few more claps.
I was good, you know, and I was about to say that after this week, that won't happen anymore. So, you know, we'll.
This week we're done with the clapping.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to soak it in then.
Yeah, you need to soak it in. It's sort of like how super exciting it is to see someone naked the first few times.
Oh.
I mean, it is. And then after a while, it's still good.
Yeah. But you're like, okay.
But right. It's not that first sip of coffee, Monica. Uh-huh. That first sip of coffee is just heaven in the morning.
Wait a minute. Do you guys see me naked?
Well, just in our minds, but that's how it works.
Wait a minute. Yeah. What just happened here?
We didn't tell you. Your first Friday on the show.
What?
Fridays are pants optional around here. Did you not know that?
That is true.
It's in your employee handbook.
I haven't read it.
Page 69. Yeah. You go right in there. And we'll let you know. Yes, that first sip of coffee is just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that second sip of coffee, man, it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
And that third sip of coffee...
Right.
You know, I'm really enjoying this coffee. This is delicious coffee.
Yeah.
But the 17th sip,
it's cold.
It's all business. Yeah, you're hurrying to get to the end so you can make sure you're still enjoying it. But we are very happy to have Antoine as part of the show. He had his very first pseudo fake birthday scam played on him yesterday.
So we'll
get into that here in a few minutes. But yeah, the bracket battle is on, and the voting is live right now. For the Zach Jackson comfort food bracket. That is on.
People are voting.
Mm-hmm. So if you go to the K92 Morning Thang Facebook page, there is a link. Antoine is also doing, he's a big basketball fan. So there is a real regular March Madness bracket contest that we're doing as well.
An actual bracket.
Right. A bracket with basketball and all of whatever that is. And so you can go do that. But at the same time, you can vote. With the basketball brackets, you have no control over anything. Unless somebody listening plays point guard for Gonzaga, which I don't think they do.
But you knew a team in there. Good job, Zach.
I've heard of colleges. I pay attention every now and then. But this one, in the comfort food, you are voting. So we have the 8 greatest savory comfort foods, and we have to decide the ultimate comfort food.
Yep.
So matchup number 1 has begun. Pizza versus meatloaf. Voting is live right now.
Bring it on.
Who will you vote for right now?
Good luck, meatloaf.
Pizza is destroying meatloaf. Yeah, good luck, meatloaf.
Yeah.
We're only 7 votes in. This debuted 4 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
So, but yep, meatloaf, I do believe, has 1 vote so far.
Okay.
So it's kind of getting killed, but it's you will decide. And there's different matchups. We have pizza. We have meatloaf. We have burgers, mac and cheese, bacon, fried chicken, French fries, all those different things going down in the comfort food bracket. And then, of course, Antoine's basketball bracket there as well.
The real bracket. Thank you, Monica.
There will be prizes attached to both of these. We're working on it right now.
Uh-huh.
I got Bob Patrick behind the scenes talking to like the record label people trying to make something happen over there and see what's what. And since, you know, there's just brackets everywhere is all it is
now. It's bracket time.
Yep.
Everyone's involved in a bracket. Well, now you can participate in the bracket to end all brackets. The bracket, bracket.
Oh.
A bracket to bracket brackets. For welders, contractors, do-it-yourselfers. Mm-hmm. That brackets the architectural elements for fixing one part to another. Broken down into categories. Structural or decorative. So which is better? Which is sturdier? Steel, iron, wood, stone, plaster, metal? Which will be the big winner? L-shaped, horizontal, vertical? Wall-mounted, maybe adjustable shelving with the big upset. It's not really gambling. It's just good fun. And it holds up. Bracket joke. The bracket, bracket. Enter today at bracket.bracket/bracket/bracket.com.
Lots of brackets.
Yeah.
There's brackets everywhere. So if you want to vote in ours, they're ready to roll. Diamond of the day is next. What it is, Monica?
She just got pregnant, but her baby daddy died 50 years ago. What?
Okay, well, now I'm interested.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yep, she's pregnant, but the baby daddy died 50 years ago.
50 years ago?
Yeah, when I say she, I'm talking about a sheep. Yes, A sheep. This is out of the Zach, don't shake your head.
A sheep.
A sheep.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
University of Sydney.
I have to ask before we continue with the story. As far as the whole show goes today, is this as good as it gets with you, or
I hope better. Fingers crossed.
Is it only better from here?
We shall see.
Oh, boy.
Well, this sheep. Yeah, they use 50-year-old stuff from one of the Rams, a Ram named Sir Freddy from back in 1960s. 68 or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, so what was so special about Sir Freddy that we held on to his goods for 50 years?
There were four rams that the scientists decided to hold on to their stuff to see if we can use it, if it's still good.
Okay.
Well, Sir Freddy's is still working. Got one of the sheeps impregnated, and she's doing well. They said this right here is a moment in time, moment in history.
Mm. Well, it is a moment. It is a moment in time.
So Sir Freddy is a deadbeat dad.
No, he's just dead.
Literally.
He's a dead dad.
Yeah, there's no dad here at all. I'm fascinated by the fact that what made them decide 50 years ago, let's preserve Sir Freddy.
I don't know what made them think about it, but this right here is great for science for different breeds of different animals. If we want to save endangered species, we go back and we use the good stuff.
Okay.
The good stuff.
But we would have to know in advance to save the stuff.
I know.
So how do we do that? I mean, we can start from this point forward.
I know. Now we have to start.
What do we do about the dodo bird, for example?
Oh, yeah. Poor dodo bird.
Poor dodo bird.
So is there going to be like a bank now?
I think so.
For all of the animals?
Yeah, I think so.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, they keep track of all the different seeds for plants and stuff and everything. So they'll have their bank and they'll be ready to go. Oh. I know. The dodo bird is history's most cursed animal of them all. I mean, it's basically being named like fat idiot. That's what they call the poor thing.
Yeah. I know.
It was body
sad.
Shame from the start.
Yeah.
Never had a chance.
Uh-uh.
But
sheep. They'll live on.
Sir Freddy lives on.
His
Sir
legacy.
Stuff, yeah.
Or as Monica says, sheep. Diamond of the day. K92, morning thing, angry Tuesday.
Angry.
Brand new Anger Diary, the never-ending chapstick on the way at 7:15. Monica Brooks, Zach Jackson, Antoine Terrell, and you at 52353. So far, there are no texts this morning because they are all in shock over Monica's sheep story. they don't even know what to
Sir Freddy. Sir Freddy's stuff's still going.
Actually, there are
years later.
A couple of texts because Antoine pointed out that Sir Freddy, the dead sheep from 50 years ago, is a deadbeat dad.
Yes. Yep.
I'm sorry, Antoine, you have been corrected. He was a dead bleat dad.
Yeah. That was good.
Well played.
This show can only go up from here. There is no way it gets worse. It can't possibly get worse.
You missed so early in the morning.
We could spend the rest of the day only singing Baby Shark, and I feel like the show would get better. I didn't say to actually do it.
Monica's all over it.
Yeah.
She is all over it. I've never actually heard that song all the way through, just for the record.
Well, you don't have children.
I know. That's true.
There is no reason why you would hear that song not having children unless you were being interrogated by the military and they were using it as a torture tactic to get it out of you. I bet they use that.
Yeah, it'd be a good one.
That is, I've heard that before, where one of the things they do if they're trying to get information out of terrorists is they kind of deprive them of light so they don't know if it's day or night or anything, but they play the same music over and over and over
again.
Maybe
even the Filet-O-Fish song.
Well, that would be
a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the Filet-O-Fish song, though.
Antoine,
give
are you
me
familiar?
My Filet-O-Fish.
I
McDonald's Filet-O-Fish song?
I don't know the song. I know the
it's an earworm, sandwich. It is. Mm-hmm.
Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish.
Ooh.
Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish.
Ooh.
There it is.
What did I sign up for?
This. Yeah, but I imagine Baby Shark is one they would use.
Yes.
Just over and over and over again. Fang in the house. Antoine, it's your second day. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I woke up this morning with a purpose.
Okay.
To come in and be better than I was yesterday.
That's good.
Yeah.
We like that. I'm a fan.
Yeah. So I feel good so far.
Okay. Very nice. So Antoine, to give you sort of the backstory, he's the newest member of the Thang. We did a talent search and we looked for radio people. We looked for not radio people, and you fall into the not radio people category.
Correct.
You were at Blue Ridge Autism and Achievement Center.
Yes. Shout outs to them. I'm going to say that every single time.
Right. Because they miss you and you miss them.
I do.
But we have you now.
You do.
He's got a new girlfriend. Just, I mean, stop it. You can't even, don't call him anymore. That's it. He's ours now.
We can still be friends.
So you had your, first television appearance yesterday.
I did. It completely caught me off guard. I was not prepared.
Yeah, they kind of. Sometimes just scheduling, you fly by the seat of your pants in this business. And I got a text from Channel 7. They're like, hey, we're going to be there in 10 minutes. Is that cool? Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
And they were here in 10 minutes.
So they came over and they interviewed you. And just, I mean, what does it feel? What does all of this feel like? I think people are curious on that whole journey.
It feels crazy. Like,
a little surreal.
Yeah, it's very surreal. Like, at some point, like, okay, this is going to stop. Like, this isn't.
Oh, no.
This isn't going to continue. Like, oh, this is like a vacation almost. Uh-huh. Like a spring break.
I understand. Yeah. And you think, okay, a week from now, I go back to my other job at BRAC. And this is. This
yeah,
is
like, this is it.
Okay.
No, this is real life.
Oh, no, this is real life there, son. Now, don't you worry. It'll all end eventually. We always say that. You have to.
Yay.
But no.
Wait, what?
That's not a negative thing. I think you always have to live like that because tomorrow's never promised.
No, you live in the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
So we were living in the moment yesterday and we were messing with Antoine behind the scenes. And a lot of times people like behind the scenes stuff. Mm-hmm. So we were recording this interview for Channel 7 and they're asking all these questions. And in the TV world, there's a thing called B-roll. So essentially A-roll would be the main interview. That's your A-roll. So B-roll is just sort of extra video footage stuff. You know, they cut to another scene and there's just a picture of a car floating around or whatever. So they wanted to do some B-roll of us talking to each other on the show. It happened to be at a time where we weren't really talking on the actual radio. So I said, well, we'll just sit in here and talk. And so we started talking and they were filming it and we were pretending. So I was recording the whole thing and we decided to let Antoine know that his entire life, it is in fact a dream. None of this is real life.
Oh boy.
This is a birthday scam.
First day with Antoine Terrell.
That's right.
Yes.
It
celebrating
is.
Brand that new. Is.
First day,
full-time.
Last day, all of those
wait,
things.
Wait a minute, last day?
Yeah.
How did it become
this whole thing was a birthday scam. I don't know. Monica and I have been running the long con on you for a long time.
We put in work for this
scam.
Yeah,
now we really did.
Now I don't have a job.
We've ruined your life. It was all...
Happy birthday?
I did paperwork.
Right.
I know.
Everyone was in on it. It was
like,
really.
I met HR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not really HR. She doesn't even work here.
We don't know who she is. Yep.
She's an actress that we paid.
Uh-huh. We met her at Tanglewood Mall and she said, all right, I'm in.
Yeah. She works behind the scenes at The Bachelor, too. It's ridiculous. Yeah. So we've been all in on it from the start. Freddie Mac will be back tomorrow.
When I tell you, I didn't know what to believe or think or feel in that moment. I was like, this would be the most elaborate birthday scam in the history of birthday scams.
Mm-hmm. It's not. Don't you worry.
No.
I had nightmares. I looked at all the paperwork again. I'm like, this looks official.
Yeah. It's one of those things where when someone says something so stupid like that, you think, okay, well, I know 99% sure that this is a joke. Sort of like we're 99% sure that Monica's mother is her mother.
Yo,
but
you are so wrong.
One we have no pictures of you as a baby with your mom or your mom pregnant, correct?
But they're there.
Floating around the 1%. That's what it is. So you have your 1%, but so far you're good to go. We'll let you in on the real deal tomorrow, maybe. We'll see what's happening.
My key fob works. As long as it works, I'm going to keep
coming.
Exactly.
You're in the building.
You are listening to the hottest morning show. You're hearing Monica.
I don't want them playing around with the meat too much with my meat.
Zach.
Leave the cart.
And Antoine.
Monica, I'm glad I met you at this point in your life. We would not have been friends at any other point in your life.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Bang in the house. Angry Tuesday. The never-ending chapstick. We're here. Getting things done, getting ready. Sometimes you feel very accomplished. You get things done.
Yep.
You bang it out.
Yep.
Got a checklist.
Yep.
Check.
Other times after the fact, you realize you've screwed it up. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife this morning because she did. She was getting stuff done last night.
Uh-huh.
Both of my kids, their birthdays are coming up. They got to get their parties together and all that stuff.
Oh, yes.
Got to
yes,
get those Evites out. Very important. So she got those Evites out last night. And got everyone invited to my son's 6th birthday. He's 7 this year. I just like to point out he's 7.
Oh, man.
I know. Good text from one of the dads. I thought your kid was 7. Like, I did too. Who knew?
Well.
But you know how age is so important to kids.
It's very important.
I mean, Monica's daughter had a meltdown at her own sleepover.
They had a little argument because Ava had a sleepover, a bunch of her little cousins, and someone said, Ava, you're 11? No, your candles is 1 + 1. It's 2. You're 2,
you're
Ava.
Only 2.
She's like, no, I am not 2. Like, that started a fight. I mean, they want to be like, hey, I'm 11. I'm 12.
And the irony of all of that is when you start
I'm
saying,
7.
I'm not 2, you sound 2. Exactly what happens.
Yeah, so, but Linda's going to be like, I'm 7.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let his friend see the Evites.
He's going to end up with cards that are shaped like a 6. I mean, that's the problem that's going to happen
now.
Oh,
that's true, yeah.
Just flip it around and say 9.
He's like, not 9!
I know,
not,
he's like,
seven.
I look like a big kid, though.
He's
but you'll feel like I look like a big kid.
I'll have to cut the the middle part off the 6 and turn it upside down. Now it's a 7.
There
that's
you go, you
done.
Made
we've,
it work.
We've cut the card apart, but oops. Oh, well.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Snoozing. Lots of people love to do the snooze.
Yep.
Antoine, are you a snoozer?
I am not.
I am not either.
I disagree with the whole concept.
I think it's terrible. I don't think anyone should snooze. You sleep to the last minute, and then you get up.
It's counterproductive.
Why torture yourself?
Well,
it does
hurt. Why set the alarm in the first place if you're going to sleep longer?
Five more minutes.
Set the alarm for when you're actually going to get out of bed.
Right, because to do 5 more and then 5 more and then 5 more and then 5 more, that is not quality sleep, Monica Brooks.
No, I think it's actually bad for your heart. Probably.
Yeah. Actually, the study I have is that it is also bad for your mental health. You should not be doing it. They're urging Apple to get the button off of your phone.
Whoa.
Because now it's just too easy. Hit snooze, 9 minutes. Good to go.
Yeah, it is. Very easy.
And this sleep wellness company called Eve Sleep has said Apple needs to delete the snooze button because you are essentially multiplying the assault on your brain and body each time you snooze.
That's true.
And why are you assaulting yourself first thing in the
morning? I
don't
know, but we're going to continue to do it. When you set like 10 alarms, you're like, okay.
Those people, I don't understand. And I do mean those people when I say that. Mm-hmm. Where they have to set 37 alarms and I can't get up. Oh, well, that's just too bad. Get up!
I've never had that issue. I've never had that issue. That alarm goes off. I have always
And that's
gotten
the way
out of
I
bed.
Am. And let me just assure you, I am not a morning person. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Irony that I have fallen into this career is hilarious. My mother still laughs at me to this day. But I'm not a morning person. So I don't think you can say, I'm not a morning person. That's not a good enough excuse. It's not.
And
I'll admit, I don't fully understand what goes on inside your head and in your life where you just simply cannot get up, even though the alarm's going off.
I think for some
people,
like for me, I know I'll hit the alarm. Like I'll be half asleep and I'll just smack it. So then the alarm's off. But I set 2 more to go off, like with 5 minutes.
Smack the alarm. What is this, 1997?
Yeah, like,
yes,
I'll
it is. where it's an actual clock.
Yeah, but my phone's right there, right there beside me. So I just go and I just kind of.
Monica has an add-on to her phone, Antoine, so it looks like one of those plungers on a game show. She can just push it down.
I do.
Kerplunk.
But then I have my backup alarm that goes off. So.
Yep. It doesn't give you maximum benefit of sleep. The sleep company's saying, and it's one of the things that your phone offers. That is kind of ruining all of us. You have the snooze, because I also have here, relying on technology allows us to forget 5 things a day.
Yep.
Passwords, other people's phone numbers.
Of course, yeah, it does.
Spelling, how to write legibly, and how to do basic math.
How to communicate.
Yeah.
But then
the one on this study I found is interesting, and if you are this person, text into 52353 and you confess your sin right now. 13% of people in this poll don't know their own phone number off the top of their head.
A lot of people don't. Like, I take information all day, and they're like, hold on, I need to think about my number. Let me look in my phone.
It's you. It's your phone number.
I know.
You should know.
You should.
When's your birthday? You should know that. It's fine to forget everybody else's birthday.
We rely on technology for so much now. Yeah.
God, if Facebook didn't tell me when people's birthdays were, I
wouldn't
know.
Yeah, luckily I saw on Instagram that it was my godmother's birthday yesterday.
Yeah, Instagram saved you.
So I sent her a last-minute text message.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And that's doing enough in 2019.
That's all it took.
That's all you had to do.
Yeah,
happy
good.
Birthday, auntie, godmothery, whatever it is you call her, and you're good to go. So yeah, it's fun. And if you don't know your phone number, text 52353, confess, and then I'll text back to you because we get your phone number, and I'll remind you of what it is. So you can go ahead and have that. K92, Morning Thang, Monica, Zach, Antoine, brand new Anger Diary on the way, 7:15. Our bracket battle is officially on. Antoine's got a basketball bracket. It's on our Facebook page. You want to enter it.
Yep.
It's on ESPN. It's all that sports stuff. And there will be a prize attached. Mystery prize right now.
Yep.
Because we don't know what it is either. Working on it. And then Zach Jackson's comfort food bracket is up and active as well. Because quite frankly, don't care about basketball at all.
But food.
Food on the other hand.
All
yes.
in for food.
All day long. And you get to decide. You don't have to worry about some college kid who, I mean, your fate of your, the success of your basketball bracket is in the hands of a bunch of college kids.
I don't appreciate how you're underselling my bracket.
I'm just presenting all the facts.
Really is.
Your bracket is getting sold to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
My bracket's being swept under a rug.
Well, I have a microphone, and sometimes I just abuse that privilege as much as I can. Wardrobe malfunctions. So, you know, basically, it's to compensate for the fact, Antoine, that behind the scenes, I'm a disaster. So
fair enough.
When I have the spotlight, I act all cool. But behind the scenes, I can't even get my underwear right, and there's issues. 52353, when people texting in their wardrobe screw-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Someone walking across the stage for graduation, heel breaks.
Nope.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's sucks.
Bad.
Hurt your ankle.
Yeah. There's somebody else. As a nursing mother, can't tell you the amount of times I forget to either snap my bra back on or put my chest back in or whatever the heck's going
that
on.
That happens.
Oh, yeah.
That will happen.
Yep. You just see them. They're wandering the earth. Just I'm like a zombie.
You're tired. You're like, oh, God.
Exactly. That's how I believe the zombie apocalypse will actually start. Because you always wonder when you see shows like Walking Dead and mm-hmm. stuff, like, how did it start? How did everyone become zombies? And what's going to happen is there will be a real zombie. And that's the one that's eating people's faces and stuff. And we'll just assume it's a tired nursing mother. It's a regular person. So we won't be afraid of them.
Oh, she's been up all night.
Right, right. Tired. Oh, look at you. And you go to pat her on the head
She'll
and she bites your finger. And the next thing you know, you're the Walking Dead. That's how it's all going to work eventually. Somebody else texting it, they thought they were being choked by their shirt. Couldn't figure it out. Had it on backwards.
Oh.
And that brings me to my underwear. Antoine. Boy. Here I am at the radio station one day, and I'm heading to the restroom. And, you know, there's one of those days where you just feel a little off. Not sure why, just felt a little bit off, and I'm heading to the restroom, and I run into the owner of the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of many radio stations. He's a media conglomerate, and he has people with him. They all look fancy. They all have suits on and everything, and I find out they're visiting. From Ukraine.
Ooh.
Yes, the country.
Yes.
So these are like dignitaries and emissaries. In other words, I don't know what they mean. All that stuff. And I'm meeting these. Hello, nice to meet you. All these things. And they leave. And again, I just don't feel 100%. And I go into the restroom, which was where I was originally going to go. And I realize that my underwear is on inside out and backwards.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How does that happen? 3:30 in the morning wake up call. That's
tired.
How that happens.
Maybe you should have hit the snooze that day.
Yeah. And they were boxer shorts, so the trap door was just woo, flapping back, ready for whatever emergency had to happen.
Well, stuff like that happens.
I know.
Yeah. With your underwear. I walked out of the house one day with my bra on and a jacket because I was so tired. It was like right after I had Hendrix. And I got in the car. And I said, something, it feels still like a little chilly.
It's breezy out here.
I just had my bra on, put a jacket on, and I hopped in the car. I had to go back in the house for a shirt before heading out. But that's how tired I was.
Well, Monica, as someone who supports you as a strong professional mother and woman, you don't have to go back for that shirt if you don't want to.
You don't have to go back.
That is all right. I respect you and your bra day.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
As you sit there this morning, assessing your life and what you've accomplished in the last week, Taco Bell hot sauce packets have saved two lives.
Two?
What have you done?
I know about the first one, because we did Diamond of the Day, and we talked about the guy that was trapped in the snow for like 5 days. He survived off of Taco Bell packets. Fire sauce.
Because he had them in his car. That's all he had in his car. And this is in Oregon, so I mean, he was snowed into his car.
You can't go anywhere.
Can't get out. There's just,
wow.
Yeah, so him and his dog lived off hot sauce packets for 5 days. And that's just one life-saving story, Monica.
Two.
Again, I mean, all
two
of us, you think, boy, I got in a nap yesterday. Taco Bell hot sauce packets saved another life. We got to try harder.
What's the deal?
77-year-old man and his wife were leaving a Taco Bell in Winter Haven, Florida. And he, accidentally put his car in drive instead of reverse. Happens a lot in Florida. Mm-hmm. They're old people. Anyway, so the car drives through the building. A man had gotten up to get some Taco Bell hot sauce packets, and that car drove right through his seat where he was just seconds before.
Oh, my word.
Wow. Yeah.
That sauce was calling to him.
Yep. That's impressive.
Spoke to him and said, get up. Get up now. And he said, okay, I will. I need hot sauce.
Taco Bell.
Yes. Fun fact. I've never eaten at a Taco Bell before in my life. I've never had Taco Bell.
Never had Taco Bell? Period.
I don't know what it tastes like. Anything that they've ever had on their menu.
I shall now look at the wall away from
you. I know.
Cannot look at you anymore. You've accomplished nothing. You've never had the life-saving juice of the hot sauce packet.
Yeah, the fire sauce is saving folks.
No. Meanwhile, I think to myself, well, I watched 4 episodes of The Handmaid's Tale this weekend.
Number two.
This is kind of the newest thing in television is to sort of be the choose-your-own-adventure, the interactive thing. Netflix did it with Bandersnatch.
Yep.
And now they have another one coming out with everyone's favorite goofy survivalist. Bear Grylls. You know Bear Grylls?
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah. He's got a choose-your-own-adventure style show coming out called You Versus Wild, because, you know, he's done Man Versus Wild.
Yeah.
And he goes on a bunch of adventures, and at various points, he's presented with choices, and you make the choices for him.
I like it.
I'm sold.
I like that.
I'm only sold if this goes all in. Like, if I make inappropriate choices, will he die at the end of the story?
You don't want that to happen?
He has to.
Yes, I do.
No, I agree with Zach. He has to.
He has to die.
What?
Not for real or something. I don't know. Whatever.
That's the adventure I chose.
I chose for you to die. I chose. If Wild can't win, this whole thing is rigged.
Yes, exactly.
I like it.
Right. I just feel cheated that no matter what dumb decision I make, I made it anyway. That's no fun. No fun at all.
No.
Bear needs to die. There needs to be an element of fear in this or else.
Number one.
They even need to call it that. Bear needs to die. That's exactly what it is. Number one. Oh, no. This is bad news for 3 people. Very bad news. MySpace is here to confess. We have lost every song that was uploaded to our website from 2003 to 2015.
What?
So, an entire...
Hold up.
I know. They lost them all.
All of them. How? Yep. How is this possible?
Where is Tom? His thumb is not up anymore. A botched server migration project. They lost their hard drive and they didn't have a backup.
Okay.
So, and 12 years of music that was uploaded, and those liars, they have spent the last year, they insisted, because it happened about a year ago,
where
none of the links worked anymore, and they said, we are working on it. We are getting to the root of this problem. It's just a glitch. They always say
always
glitch.
A glitch. Glitch. Yeah.
It's always glitch with these social media companies. Well, now they've admitted they accidentally deleted all of it, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, if I remember my password and get into my MySpace page, it's going to be quiet.
Pretty quiet in there, yes.
I don't like that.
We've gone in.
What was your song? Because my song was it Khalees? Because I'm a boss.
I'm bossy.
I'm about to say that's not how that song goes.
Yeah.
I don't remember what my song was.
Mine was Khalees, though. I remember that. And I had diamonds falling off the page. Like, you can see little diamonds trickle down the page.
I did have, diamonds, like, there was something.
I remember I had this. This was a terrible song from back in the day. It was a bad hip-hop song. And I did deliberately bad white boy dancing. I had a video that went along with it to this song right here. This old piece of crap.
Baby boy, the prince.
This is the way we live.
This is the way I live.
Yep. Okay. Now that song being deleted, that was good news. So just need to pass that along to everybody. Your MySpace page that you haven't checked is now broken even more.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary. Let's get all trippy and philosophical here for a second, because I'm wondering if there's ever been a human on Earth who has ever done a certain thing. Do you ever have those weird, trippy questions in your head? Things like, I wonder if somebody's thinking about me right now. Is anybody else embarrassingly dancing around their kitchen to old Huey Lewis songs? You know, philosophical stuff like that. Anyway, here's what I'm looking for, and I don't think this person exists. Is there a single human on the planet who has ever used an entire thing of chapstick, because I don't think there is. Mm-hmm. In my entire life, I have never finished a thing of chapstick. They simply just disappear about halfway through their use, and then I gotta go buy a new one. Not a single time in my entire existence have I made it to the bottom of one of those things. I don't think I've even come close. And that's why I put it out there, because I'm pretty confident that there is not a single person in the history of mankind who's managed to pull this off. I mean, if you told me you had a picture on your phone of Bigfoot making out with the Loch Ness Monster while he was riding a unicorn, I'd consider that a more likely possibility. Go ahead, prove me wrong. Claim to be the person who's used a whole thing of chapstick. Show me that person, and I will show you a liar. Okay, moving on, diary. I stink. And I don't mean I'm bad at something. I'm bad at several things, you know, listening, caring about your feelings, basketball. Anyway, it's not that. It's that I actually stink. Like, smelly. Is this where I can use the word literally and say I literally stink? You know what? I hate that word so much, I'm not using it even if it is. Fact is, I stink. Now, I shower. I wash. I use soap. And if you run into me, I smell fine. It's not during everyday life. It's at night. When I fall asleep, I don't know what kind of transformation happens, but I am a rotten, stinky ogre of a creature. I go to sleep normal, but then I wake up in the morning, all my pillows smell like some dirty troll slept in them. It's like I have a secret second life, where I fall asleep, and then I live under a bridge, and I collect tolls from ye who be trying to pass into my village. Where is this stench coming from? Why am I sweating so dang much? And is there a way to coat myself in some kind of protective, sweet-smelling layer to make this all go away? I don't want to stink, and my wife sure as heck don't want me stinking either. So what do? All right, well, thanks for nothing. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.
Yeah, what do you do? Are you sweating like that while you sleep?
I guess.
Maybe it's your dreams.
I got double life. Yeah. I don't, what would those dreams be?
I don't know. Maybe you're a kung fu fighter or something in your dream.
Yeah, I have had dreams before when I woke up in the middle of the night sweating because of the dream. So maybe you're just having those dreams every night.
If it's every night, though.
I remember a fair amount of my dreams. They're not that active. I told you I had that one dream. It was a very vivid dream that I sat in a sales meeting. It was the worst dream ever. We're talking about a real nightmare. It was realistic too. It wasn't a situation where all of a sudden everyone was Asian and they were naked. Like, that didn't happen.
No.
It was an actual sales meeting. And then I think I had one the next day. It was horrible.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs. Let's be honest.
Right now, the prize is help and information. Okay. And it's for Not Carol. She joins us on the phone. She's anonymous. Hi, Not Carol.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm okay, not bad.
Okay. So fill us in. What we know so far is you have made a big decision, but you did not tell your boyfriend. And I have put out there, I don't know what the decision is, but he is only a boyfriend.
You keep saying only a boyfriend.
He's not a husband. There's no legal right of knowledge here at all. And really, in most marriages, there's not that either. So
that's exactly it.
Okay. So go ahead. Fill us in, and we'll try to help you out, see what's what, and get you some advice. So go ahead. Just fill me in on what the deal is.
Well, I decided that I'm going to move, and I haven't told him. And I haven't told him because I'm not planning on him coming with me.
Well, at least you're honest.
So,
let's be honest.
You don't see a future in this relationship.
I mean, we've been dating a month, and it's only been a month, and he's awesome. He's really such a great guy, but I just don't really see him moving, and I'm not going to turn down an opportunity.
Now, okay, so you're leaving us too. You're leaving the area. Is that the deal?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I can't come back and listen.
Yeah, whatever. Bye.
That's maybe who she should have ran the idea by. Us.
Yeah. I know. You didn't run the idea by us.
But I get what you're saying.
I'm sorry, guys. And I've known you way longer.
I feel
but
cheated
it's one
on.
Month of dating this guy. You said he's cool, but at the same time, I get it. If it's a big opportunity, you only know this dude for a month.
Yeah.
A month. And like, who knows, right? A month could lead to something. But I like making money. I just got an opportunity to make a lot of it, and I want to take that.
Okay, but if he says to you, "Hey, I would move for you. I would move. With you?
Yeah, with you. Yeah.
What would you say?
I can't even see him doing that. I can't.
But if he would,
yeah,
would you consider the relationship? Would you continue to date him? Or you just don't want any parts of him? You like, I'm moving to a new city. Bye.
I feel like that's so much pressure, like for him to come there. Because what if it doesn't work out? Then he moves his whole life after a month.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure for him. It's a ton of pressure for you in particular. Because then you sort of feel responsible for this guy. And what, is he going to move in with you? I mean, what's going
to
happen
here?
That's
what I mean. It's been a month. So, like, if he wanted to go there on his own dime and find a place and then we still try it out, if that was cool with him, but with no pressure or expectation on me, I'd be okay with that.
So, I guess the question is, because you got to obviously you tell him you're moving. Or you're going to end up in an episode of Ghost Hunters here on this show eventually. But do you say, hey, I'm moving? Because if that's all you say, then you almost do leave that door open. So you almost want to start with, yo, we're breaking up.
You have to.
P.S. I'm moving.
Hey, it's not going to work out. I'm moving.
Yeah, I already know I don't want to be long distance. So I'm going to be like, I was thinking just to be like, I don't think a relationship's going to work with me being over there.
Right. How much time do you have before you move from right now, from today?
From today, like
tomorrow.
She goes, actually,
she's in the car right now.
On the way.
It's like, I was just going to text her.
Bye.
No, how long do you have?
A little less than 3 weeks, like 2.5 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. No, I just think you say, hey, let's have some fun for the next couple of weeks. Maybe you don't. I maybe want to cut the cord, because then if you have 2 weeks of like really great time together, one of you might get weak. I think you got to cut it right now. That's what it
cut
is.
Cut it today.
He's going to cut it today.
If he comes over and sees boxes.
That's be sad.
Like, you have to let him know.
Real
sad.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep the suitcases packed in a closet.
Oh, no!
Okay, so I guess, let's put it out there if anyone has any advice. And I guess also, like, did somebody move for you, or did you move for somebody?
And did it work out?
And I get the feeling there might even be someone that says, yeah, we met and it was 3 weeks and we moved. And I mean, I had known my now wife for only about 9 months, and she decided to move to Philadelphia.
Oh, wow. But 9 months is different. Compared to 1 month.
I know. I'm aware. And even within 9 months, I did legitimately think to myself, I mean, if I go down this path, that is a lot of pressure. Yeah. I mean, that's relationship to the next level.
I'm going to marry her. So you did.
But not then. And to her credit, she did. When we moved, she got her own apartment. We did not immediately live together. That was...
You guys did it the right way. So then there was,
And then when I had to move again, because you get fired a lot in this business, then I realized, she's going to have to move in with me at least.
Yes.
I got to step it up on that one. So
and it
I
worked
did.
Out. Everything
it did.
Worked out.
And everything worked out. 9 months, though, not a month. I mean, but who knows? Some people, month feels like nine.
Now you're making me think like, but you never know.
Yep, that's what we do around here is fill your head full. I mean, you could take that approach of you won't know unless you try. And if it fails... you're in the same place you're in anyway, where you're not with this person. So could look at it that way. Maybe it is worth the chance.
I think.
All right, Monica just made a sour milk face when I said
that.
Let's see if there's anybody out there. Is it worth taking that chance? Let's figure it out.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Fangs, let's be honest.
We welcome back Not Carol. She's been dating her man for a whole month and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Not
He's
Carol.
He's a good guy.
And stuff. Yep. Yeah, it's been a whole month.
You like him.
Obviously.
I do. He's great.
But you're moving.
But I'm moving.
Yep. You got a badass job somewhere else, leaving all of us in like 3 weeks. And initially I was just going to say, all right, cut the cord and move on. I don't know, Monica. Why
you
not take the chance? Who cares?
But she's not the one taking a chance. It's him taking a chance at this point.
I present him with the options.
It's a leap, but at the same time, it doesn't sound like Not Carol really wants to take the chance. She's thinking about the job, so which is fine too.
What if he said, I will move there too. I got nothing going on here. I'll get my own place and we'll just see where it goes.
Well, and especially after what you guys said about the 9 months and then you went married.
Yeah.
I would be open to that, but it would have to be really no pressure on me, his own place, knowing that this isn't me asking him. If it didn't work out, I'm not a jerk.
Yeah. I mean, here's some texts. I only knew my boyfriend for a month. and moved an hour and a half away to be with him. We've lived together ever since, and it's been great. We've been together over 2 years now. That's one text at 52353. I have another one. My boyfriend and I moved in after about a week and a half of knowing each other. It's been about 10 months now.
Okay, and it's working for them?
Week and a half. Good Lord.
God. Wow, that's almost scary.
It is.
Yeah, you're like, how do you pronounce your name again?
Didn't even know the last name.
Yeah. I know.
That boy.
God.
Like, hold up. You have a middle name? Hold up, man. Who knew? All right, let's get some people in here. I've got Amanda first. Hi, Amanda.
Hey.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Okay, so I lived in Tennessee, and I knew my husband for 3 months, and he said, I'm moving to Virginia. Okay. And I told him I was going to stay in Tennessee, but then I realized that I wanted to be with him. So we got married. I moved my entire life from Tennessee to Virginia at 18 years old, and we've been married for 19 years.
Oh, my God. Congrats.
I know. Look at that. And so, but you had the time away, and you realized, hey, I'd much rather be there.
It was one day. I told him, one day.
Okay,
I
but called, you know what?
And I said, come and get me.
In her defense, she was 19, and everything is really important in one day.
One day. That's true.
Awesome. Thank you, Amanda. I mean, it's
that's a
success
cool story.
It is.
Let's yeah, go. It is.
I got Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
What's yours? What do you have?
Well, I'm just thinking that it's a red flag. If you're already feeling like, I want to go more than I want to stay with this guy that I've been dating for a month.
Yeah, but it's just because she doesn't really know him yet. She doesn't even know what color the flag is. She just knows she got hired somewhere.
But I think when you're really into somebody, we know how that is. I mean, immediately almost, you're into them. You want to spend as much time as possible with them.
I know, but at a month, you think, oh, is it even worth the effort? there's lots of people in New City that I could go meet and all that stuff. And is this the person? Because it is. It's a lot of pressure.
Yep.
But then the argument is, you only got one life to live.
Mm-hmm.
And if it don't work out, who cares?
True.
You're still going to end up in the same spot of not being together, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah, but he has a move.
Maybe.
And he's a nice guy. I don't think that we should be hiding this. I mean, hiding the luggage and whatnot. No, just tell him. If he's nice, he deserves to know.
Yeah, just tell him.
What about long distance at first? Like, you move.
Ugh, now I'm making the sour milk
face. But she didn't want to do that.
But listen, hear me out.
I'm listening.
She moves.
Uh-huh.
And so they're apart for a week. Couple of weeks.
Yep. And you know what, Antoine? Let's give it the entire duration of their relationship so far.
Yeah, it's in a month.
We'll give it 1 month.
4 weeks.
One quality month.
And then they see like how much, you know, they miss each other type situation. And then they can
then decide.
Then they can have this conversation. They can reconvene about the possibility.
Maybe there's not just two options here. There's not
that not Carol saying,
I know. I heard that.
That means she wants to just leave him. That's what that means.
I know.
Yeah, and that's probably the right thing to do. You're not feeling it. She's
feeling
the job and the
money. Have we not considered option three?
Okay.
Virginia booty call availability whenever necessary.
Well, there you go. Right. There's an option. Whenever I'm in town, we'll meet up.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
We're together when I'm here, but we're broken up the rest of the time. Maybe he likes that idea.
I think not Carol knows what she wants to do.
You know what? But I think later on.
I can hear it
table,
in a voice.
Maybe we should allow the guy who's involved in this to at least have some sort of input in all of this.
That would be pretty important.
So, you know, lay it all out there and see what happens.
Yeah.
But what do you have to lose? Mm.
I feel like I can be open minded. And yeah, I think I do. I have to tell him. Okay. And then
what?
Obviously, I have to tell him.
Yeah. I think we crossed that bridge a long time ago, Matt Carroll. You definitely have to tell him.
I came to your house and it's empty. Where are you?
That would be so sad. as we laugh so hard.
Oh, my God. Has somebody so done that? That I want to know now. Is there someone out there where it's just, they were gone? And not my wife left me, because that stuff happens
all
the time.
When I was with my boyfriend, I did just pack up and leave. I didn't give him any kind of warning. I did. I had my family come over and we packed up everything. He's like, where are you going?
But did you move to like Kansas?
No,
You guys have convinced me. I am going to tell him.
Okay. I have thought about this long and hard. I'm going to let him know.
I thought we were past that part.
Right there.
So not Carol. We require an update. You can't leave us entirely just yet.
Okay.
So, because I got to know now. Is it coming? Is he not coming? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Sad news for you, Zach.
What?
She's not going to be naked.
Oh, I saw that story. I'm very mad at that story. I feel.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Jennifer Lopez and Constance Wu. You know her from Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, they have a movie together where they're going to play strippers. It's coming out soon. It's called Hustlers. And J-Lo wants folks to know, guys to know, ladies as well, I'm not going to be nude, and there's no body doubles. So just lots of dancing, sexy dancing.
Yeah! No.
Yeah, but it's not what you're thinking.
No, I feel
cheated.
It's
not what you're thinking.
And it's not that anyone has to do any level of nudity or whatever it is. But
she
if you're
no topless scenes in
if
this
you're going to be in a movie about strippers, what's going on here?
She's just a lot of hot dance moves.
I may disappoint you, Zach, but I'm perfectly okay with that. I love J-Lo so much, and she is my number one, that I'm okay with whatever decision she makes.
But again, she is free to make whatever decision she wants. But if you're going to be in a movie about strippers, right? Look, if I go to a movie and I see the name of the movie is Gunfight, there better be a gunfight going on in this movie.
But she said this movie, she said Jennifer and Constance, they're going to play strippers that get revenge on wealthy, drunk, and abusive clients. So that's the whole thing.
I don't text you anymore.
Get out.
But Never mind. No topless scenes at all in this movie.
Hey, coming up on the
PG.
Next Fast and the Furious movie.
PG.
PG.
No, I'm just playing. I just threw that in.
Yeah, no cars in the next Fast and the Furious movie.
How upset you got if it was PG? Movie about strippers, PG. Yep.
By the way, the next Wolverine movie will not have Wolverine in it. It's about a guy named Gary who's an accountant. So that's it.
Okay, Josh Mallerman, he says, get ready because Bird Box's sequel is coming to bookstores.
Okay. Oh, I got to read?
No. Yeah, I know. I got to read. It's coming out October the 1st.
This is the worst hot list ever.
This is a Tuesday hot list.
Oh, my God.
Tuesdays.
The book is called Mallory, which, of course, is based on Sandra Bullock's character. And it takes place 8 years after the events of
the first
book.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah. And Netflix, there's no word on the sequel.
Oh, come on.
But it's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
You know it's going to happen.
Antoine, did you see Bird Box?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yes, no, maybe, like it, yes.
I loved it up until the end.
Okay.
I was very enthralled the entire time. I don't like how it ended. But
it was interesting.
I didn't dislike the ending enough to pick up a book and read about
it. You know what I appreciated more than anything in that movie? There was a bird in a box, because that's what it's called, okay?
Roll credits.
Bird Box.
Yeah, J-Lo. And Constance Wu.
What a ripoff. Oh.
Just furious.
I know. Let's Be Honest. Update is next. Her boyfriend, lazy. Now what? So we'll refresh your memory a little, and then we'll get around. We'll get a little update here with Not Beth. That is here on The Thang. Mad.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, Let's Be Honest.
This is an update situation of a very memorable Let's Be Honest. So we met Not Beth, who told us the story of her lazy boyfriend.
So he hasn't been able to hold a job for like more than 6 to 7 months. Mm. And then he complains about money.
Yeah. So are you are you supporting him?
Yeah.
Probably.
We don't even live together, and he's got an apartment. He lives with two guys, and sometimes he needs money to pay for his portion of the rent and utilities.
Yep.
And yeah, so I pay his bills and we're both 23 and we don't even live together.
Yeah. Then a very powerful and emotional phone call from one of our listener friends who had been through a similar situation.
After we got out of high school, we were like, let's move in together, you know? And I found out he had really dark secrets and he could not get his life together. He was very lazy.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know, I would give him money. He would expect me to pay for a new phone. He would smash his phone and be like, I need a new phone. And I would go get him one to make his life better.
So we welcome back Not Beth now. Hi, Not Beth.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, good. So you came on with us. You told us the whole situation. Your boyfriend, you're supporting him. He's not really, he's not so much of a go-getter. And then we had that the one phone call in particular, very emotional, sort of telling the same story just 3 years in the future and just, you know, really a wild situation that she had to get herself out of, that I feel like you were shook at the time.
Yeah, Yeah, that was a hard story to hear. And it really hit home for me. And it really made me like reevaluate my situation.
Okay. So
where are
we now? You've reevaluated your situation. Now what?
Well, I'm still with him. I'm still with my boyfriend. But we did have a really long conversation, like a really heart-to-heart, heartfelt, long conversation about the path that we were both on.
Mm-hmm.
And he has promised to make the changes.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you feel like he was genuine in those promises, or is this a situation where he's telling you what you want to hear?
Well, the deal is he promised to make the changes, and I know that he's been looking for a more permanent job position.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's on the right path, but
okay.
I'm also at the same time guarded and staying on my path. I don't want anyone taking me down with them.
Exactly.
So
you want to be optimistic. You want to see the best in somebody and hope that they mean what they say. You have a lot of examples where that didn't happen. But if you're coming into it, at least being aware of those, you can at least try.
Mm-hmm.
But you are aware of what goes down. And I feel like you need to just keep telling yourself that if he doesn't make good on these things, there's no more chances after this. This is the chance and that's it.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, exactly.
Okay. And do you believe that?
Yeah.
Only time will tell.
What? Yeah. I mean, you know, again, I'm going to do what I need to do. And, you know, I really hope that he does the right thing. But I don't know. I'm just more aware. I don't know. Yeah.
Fine to not mm-hmm. know. I think it's just you have to have that in the back of your mind that there might have to be a difficult decision here
mm-hmm.
that will be for the best.
They're a young couple. They'll figure it out. She'll figure it out.
Or they will move on to better paths in their life. So, mm-hmm. not Beth. Again, we do appreciate you sharing your story. And if there are any updates, we certainly want to know what they are, okay?
Oh, yeah. I definitely will let you guys know. Thank you so much. And yeah, I will definitely let you know.
Warp speed.
Things are about to get seriously scary around here
yep.
in the Google game Warp Speed Edition. You're trying to guess the number one answer. That's it. You have 15 seconds.
Okay.
Real live Google searches. Trying to win the prize for somebody. My list. Here we go. Let's get our first person in here. It's Morgan. Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
All right, Morgan, would you like to choose Monica or Antoine to try to play the game for you, Morgan?
I'll try Antoine.
Okay.
All right.
I shall try the Antoine. Sounds lovely. Drink. So, Morgan, hang on. Good luck. Antoine, you'll have 15 seconds.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a real Google search. You just got to give me the rest of it. So it's the number one answer.
Okay.
Get it, and Morgan wins the prize. If not, we move on, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number one answer. For this Google search, is it wrong to think about?
Is it wrong to think about sex, food, money, killing somebody, having sex? I said that. Moving, leaving somebody. The president. The sports. Basketball.
Is it wrong to think about the sports? Number one answer. Is it wrong to think about your ex? So you're sort of in the neighborhood a little bit, but not quite. Morgan, too bad. Thank you for calling
in,
though. Have a great day. Let's get our next person in here. It is Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
All right, Tim, it's you and Monica, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Tim and Monica teaming up. The number one search in the Google game, Monica Brooks. What woman is the best?
At lovemaking, at cooking.
You know what? I'm going to give you that. It's in bed, which I think that's the right answer.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
How about that?
Look at that.
I won.
You did win.
Tim, I won. Yay.
What in the world?
Tim, I know. I wasn't sure if she was going to be able to get that.
Shocking to me.
You know what? I have, and the other people that are on the line, stay on because I have circus tickets, so let's do another round. All right, Antoine, I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself
fast.
For the next person. So hang on, Tim. You got those wrestling tickets, but I do have one more chance on some circus tickets here. So let's go to Robbie. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, what's up?
All right, not much. I'm going to have you and Antoine team up, okay?
All right, don't blow this, Antoine.
All right, Antoine,
no pressure.
Thank you, Robbie.
No pressure at all. Let's see what happens here. 15 seconds. Why did Justin Bieber...
make a song, have sex, kill somebody, kill his career, kill somebody else's career.
The other way, the other way.
Have a baby.
No, no.
Kill himself, hurt himself, slash his neck, make a tattoo.
Oh!
Die.
Why did he die?
Well, I know, it's a stupid, people always search about
die. They always Google and say, oh. I know.
Robbie, he blew it.
That was a hard one.
I get. I don't know. It seemed easy.
I forgive him.
You know what? Hang on. We'll get you circus tickets anyway because I don't want to play this game anymore, but I don't want to leave on a low. So
no.
That's right. Congratulations, Robbie!
Good job, Robbie.
You win.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I applaud the ingenuity of some of the people today in Blow Your Mind.
Okay.
Like this first woman who wanted to get some contraband to her boyfriend in prison.
Okay.
And, you know, the old school way just doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
Okay. There's plenty of stories where that don't work out. Sorry. And, I mean, she had a lot of stuff. Cell phones, earbuds, marijuana, tobacco, scale, meth, lots of things.
Okay.
So you need a lot of room for that.
Goodness.
So the old school way isn't going to work. Now, unfortunately, the way she tried didn't work either. But I do applaud the ingenuity of the t-shirt cannon. I like that.
The t-shirt cannon.
Huh? T-shirt cannon.
Like when you go to a game and they have the t-shirt cannon?
Yep. Who wants t-shirt cannon? So what she did is she stuffed the t-shirt cannon full of meth and other stuff. And
just shot it over the fence?
Yes!
Oh my God.
That is creative.
That is.
Yeah.
That is still not right.
No.
But
can't do it.
At least
she got caught.
She tried to mix it up. Yeah, it didn't. They found the t-shirt gun. They found all the stuff. So it didn't work out, and now she's in trouble too.
That's hilarious.
Crime does not pay.
He said, I didn't do it.
Just like this guy, and he's currently being identified as this guy because we don't know who he is. Again, I applaud his creativity.
Okay.
He walked into a Subway, the restaurant, the sandwich shop, that whole thing. And he said, yes, hello, I work at the other Subway. You know, across town, that one.
Right.
Could I just go ahead and make myself a sandwich? And so he went in, he rang up a couple customers, stole a bunch of money out of the cash register, and ran. That was,
So no one questioned when he walked
behind
the counter?
They did kind of question. He said, can I make a sandwich? I said, no, you cannot make a sandwich. And he said, well, let me just ring these people up and I'll leave. And then... So they're still looking for him.
I appreciate that too.
I
appreciate that.
I always wonder how they're still looking for people. All the cameras and stuff and people...
Know.
The guy running down the street smelling of subs.
I feel like we're not looking that hard. Yes, because that smell of bread at Subway is very strong.
Yeah, you know
it will
Subway
stay
bread.
With you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He only stole $20, so you start wondering if is it even worth it at that point. So, again, though, we appreciate his creativity. He at least tried. And now I will applaud the creativity of the female dragonfly. The lengths that they go to not have to mash potatoes with the horny male dragonfly.
I think I heard about it.
Are you considering this for your own repertoire if you're tired for the night? Do you know what they do, Antoine?
I do not.
They fake their own death.
Yeah, that's very dramatic.
Yep.
It's like,
Scientists did a study. He saw it. Female dragonflies just flying along. Tra-la-la-la-la-la. Uh-huh. Well, the male dragonfly, I guess, is very, he's very forward in his demands. So what they do, if they don't want to be part of this situation, they dive bomb themselves to the ground. They throw themselves on the ground and they land upside down and they just lay there. I'm dead.
Imagine,
I'm dead. You don't want this.
Imagine like that happened like with humans.
Uh-huh. I think it's
like women would be
like,
out and
like,
this guy would walk up to them and then all of a sudden they just pass out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unfortunately for humans, most guys probably wouldn't care. So
does that mean, is that a yes?
That's the problem we'd have with stupid.
Like, go
that's
on, crazy. Gary. She said no.
And this guy, he thought they were actually killing themselves to avoid the situation. Because the male dragonfly fly down and be like,
what's up, baby? You sleeping? Hey, what are you doing?
And then they leave.
They wait for him to fly away?
Yeah. And then that dragonfly get up and leave too.
Wow.
Girl, I had to almost kill myself 6 times today.
Yeah, that's what that is. That
I
is exactly.
know, it's the worst, isn't it? And they do say that if they don't do that, all the ones that were still flying were intercepted by the male.
Oh,
all.
My gosh.
So this is an all... I mean, you got to kill yourself to get away from these
they
things.
They are tired.
Exactly. They've just had it. They're hoping for it there by the end. That's the end. That is the end.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.